Christians to Worship and the Study of God's Word. This is today's Modern Worship on WMIE FM 91.5.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh radio program. We're going to be diving into Psalm 139, verses 17 and 18 is what my goal is today. And I just want to let you know before we get there that you are not unnoticed. You were created by God on purpose for a purpose, for His purpose. And this might come as a shock to you, but as we get into that passage, you're going to see God thinks a lot about you, about me. And David shares with us in Psalm 139 some of those thoughts, and I can't wait to share that with you. We're going to dive into that here in just a moment. But first of all, I'd like to say thank you to the folks at Treasure Your Landscape. A few weeks ago, we had to travel out of state. We had a death in the family. Got out to the property and discovered that everything that I had done a couple of years ago, and we had been out there in February, but I just didn't take the time to go out and see how bad the problem had become again. But I got there and it was like, man, everything I did a couple of years ago has done nothing to alleviate this problem. And so when I went to work, I made some serious progress. But when I got back, I called Dan at Treasure Your Landscape and I said, I know this is out of state and you're here in Florida, but could you tell me what I need to do to solve a problem in a state that's, you know, hundreds of miles west of here? He said, it's a very difficult problem. This is what you need. This is how you need to do it. And this is how frequently you need to do it. It's the only way to resolve that issue. That's the type of confidence that I have in Dan and his team at Treasure Your Landscape. I wish that there was somebody out there like Treasure Your Landscape that could have resolved my issue once and for all, but I don't have that resource out there. We are blessed to have Treasure Your Landscape here in Brevard County. Dan and Treasure and Heaven and their team, they do great work. They have great expertise. They're passionate about what they do. They're efficient at what they do. They have, over two decades worth of experience. And I don't know of a single person that I have referred to Treasure Your Landscape that was disappointed with the results that Treasure Your Landscape brought to the project. They have a full array of products. They have artificial turf. They have premium putting greens. They have landscape lighting, water features. They can do paver stones. It's quite a comprehensive array of products that they can bring to your outdoor space. They want to make that an area that your family will treasure. They're licensed and insured. They travel all throughout Brevard County doing work. I've even had Dan tell me that they had a project that was out of the area and the supplier could not find someone who was really good at installing the product. And so they called Treasure Your Landscape and brought them down and did that project out there. Their phone number, if that sounds like something that you would like to do, especially during the cool of the season, maybe around the holidays when other people say, I don't want to do that right now, but it means that you could get your project done quicker. 321-749-1432. They also have Space Coast Nursery, 3880 North Courtney Parkway. It's north of the barge canal. It's on the east side of the road. It's right across from Sunset Lakes, I think it's called, up there. They're open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5. Their phone number is 321-452-5565. Dan is a very knowledgeable person about his field, loves Jesus, loves the Refresh Radio program, loves WMIE, and we appreciate God blessing Brevard County and Merit Assembly of God and myself with Treasure Your Landscape, and what a blessing they are to me personally, to the church, and to the community. I think they could be a blessing to you. 321-749-1432. And I do wish they had a branch in the state where I was. I would be calling them, but they're not there, so I'll have to delegate that from here. So thank you, Dan, for all your help. Let's go to Psalm 149 today. Psalm 149 or 139, not 149. We're talking about praising the Lord. And the focus for the last several programs has been praising God for his active, hands-on involvement in our existence and in our formation, in our redemption, in our direction, our his lordship. And so that brings us to Psalm 139, verse number 17. Psalm 139, verse number 17. Here David writes, "How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they would be more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you." I absolutely fell in love with this particular passage of Scripture. Because of what it says, and because of the reality that is referred to here in this passage, though if you just read it, you might gloss over it and not really appreciate it for all that it's worth. So David writes, "How precious also are your," capital Y, "thoughts to me, O God." David is writing here and he says, "God, I want to thank you for thinking of me. And that those thoughts are precious." So let's look at what God thinks of us. I want to take you to Psalm 40. Again, this was a psalm of David. A lot of times people think that we're trying to get God's attention, that He's so distracted with everything else that is going on in the world that maybe he doesn't think about us unless we're the squeaky wheel, unless we're the one that's doing the moaning and the groaning and the complaining. And I want you to know that that mindset is not reflective of how God thinks about his kids at all. In fact, if you look at the book of Job, and everybody focuses on the suffering, but the reality is that God is the one that brings up Job, because he says, have you considered my servant Job? And he talks about him, about how pleased he is, and all of the great things that Job has going on in his life. And then Satan says, well, it's because, you know, you've built a hedge of protection around him. You've got the playing field sloped in Job's favor. I want to point out something to you, and that is God never denies that. He sets his people up for success. He sets you up to succeed. He is thinking of us. He, you know, we were on his, there's an old song that says, when he was on the cross, I was on his mind. And I don't want to get that shifted from the work of Jesus to where it is self-serving for us, but that statement is true. It's true that God has been thinking of you and thinking of me before the creation of the world, that he created us for a purpose. And so you are not born out of time. You are not an afterthought, or you're not an accident. You are intentional. So Psalm 40 says this, verse number 4, blessed is that man who makes the Lord his trust and does not respect the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord, my God, are your wonderful works which you have done, and your thoughts toward us cannot be recounted to you in order. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. In other words, what David is saying is, God, there's not enough time for me to list in order all of the things that you think about, not just about humanity, but about David as an individual. I remember when I was in grade school that girls, if they thought that a boy was cute, they would be a little distracted in class because they'd be doodling in their notebooks things about the boy that they were thinking about. I want you to know that God is not infatuated with you. He is passionate about you. He's not fantasizing about you. He is thinking about you. When it says he orders our steps and directs our paths, it's because God thinks about us. And so I like to share Jeremiah 29, 11 in the appropriate context. That is God's instruction to the people of Israel while they are in Babylon, and people had been lying and said, don't get too comfortable here. Don't unpack. We're not going to be here long. We're going to be going back home. And Jeremiah says, no, it's going to be 70 years. 70 years. And this is what Jeremiah 29:10 says, for thus says the Lord, after 70 years are completed at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you and cause you to return to this place. Listen, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, thoughts to give you thoughts to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray, and I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord. I will bring you back from your captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, says the Lord, and I will bring you to the place from which I cause you to be carried away captive. God says, you might be in captivity right now, but I want you to know I've not stopped thinking about you. I'm thinking about your emergence from captivity, even though it's just getting started. And so he tells them, he said, it is in your best interest to build houses. It's in your best interest to plant gardens because you're going to eat their fruit. It's in your best interest to increase, not decrease, to build your families, not just resign yourself to inactivity for the next 7 decades. He said, you are supposed to increase and not decrease, and you are supposed to seek the peace of Babylon and pray to the Lord for it, for in its peace you will have peace. God thinks about his people. He thinks about those in rebellion. He sent Jonah to Nineveh to preach repentance because he was concerned about the people of Nineveh. God doesn't want any to perish. He wants all to come to everlasting life. So David here in Psalm 139 is reminding himself, God, you think about me. Here's a newsflash for you. God thinks about us way more frequently than we tend to think about him. I really think that we should think about him even more. Have you given any consideration to what God has in store for your day today? Because the best place to be, the safest place to be, the happiest place to be is right in the center of God's will. And he thinks about you. David describes those thoughts as precious. Now, there's a couple of things that I think about whenever I hear the word precious. I'm not a big Lord of the Rings fan. I know that there are people who are really, you know, captivated with that, the same way that people are captivated with other movie franchises and television series and things like that. It was not my cup of tea. My daughter loves it, she took me to see Return of the King, and because I didn't, you know the book well enough to remember, I got up to leave about six times because I thought the movie was over, only to find out there was another ending. And it's like the Return of the King is the never end. It's the movie that never ends. So in that movie series, I don't remember, Gollum, something like that. He refers to the ring as my precious. And in that, he describes a preciousness to that ring that is not going to be in his best interest. It might cause him to be able to have some power and some influence, but it is not something that is going to be God enhancing in his life. And my precious. Something along those lines. So that's one thing. Another thing that I think of when I hear the word precious is it's a nickname that my sister gave to one of my daughters. And, oh, precious, how are you? And you know, my daughter's, you know, well into her adult journey by now, but she'll still call her precious. It's a fun little nickname. What David means here is this. This is what that word that is translated precious has meaning to. It does mean precious. It means valuable. It means proper. It means that God's thoughts are weighty and that they're apparent. I don't know if you've ever seen a project where it became apparent that whoever designed the project put a great deal of thought into the project, because no matter how deep into the situation you got, you found that thought was already there. Here's what I understand about science, and that is no matter how deep into a microscope, how powerful the microscope, how penetrating down to the level that is beyond what the naked eye can see, they continue to find structure. That's because God is a God of order. no matter how deep into a telescope they appear, that they still find the laws of physics apply, even if they don't understand them yet, that there are laws that are in operation that are beyond what they understand, but not beyond God's understanding. You have a God who thinks about you. There's an interesting story in the book of Acts. It talks about the seven sons of Sceva. They had heard Paul preaching, and they had seen Paul cast out demons. And so they thought they would go out and do the same thing themselves. But they went out without a relationship with Jesus. They had just heard a lecture. And so when they went out, they encountered a demon-possessed person and said, "In the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches." And the demon's response is quite revealing. The demon responds and he says, "I know Jesus and I know Paul. Who are you? Who are you?" And then he proceeds to beat them physically and send them out bleeding and naked and terrified. And it said the fear of the Lord increased greatly in that community. The kingdom of God grew. I want you to know the devil doesn't think about you. His only thoughts are about making you as miserable in your life as he is in his, of depriving you of the presence of Jesus and a reality in heaven, because he's not going to get that. But he does not think of you as an object of his affection. God does. God thinks about us, and he thinks proper thoughts. You know, I don't know if you've ever been around someone who their thought processes did not follow along a consistent journey, but God's do. What he thinks of, he's not thinking of you like a stalker would think of a perpetual victim. He is thinking of you as a recipient of his unconditional love. He's thinking of how to reconcile sinful man to a holy God, and that's why Jesus was the lamb slain from before the foundation of the world, because he thought so much of us that he said, "I need to provide for their redemption. I need to provide for their eternity." He thinks so much of you that he's preparing a place for you, that where he is, there you may be also. Praise God about how much he thinks about us. And I will tell you that the more we align ourselves with God's will and God's plan, the more apparent it's going to become of how precious his thoughts about us are. So I pray that you are blessed with people in your life, and you are a blessing to the people in your life, that it is apparent that you do not take them for granted, that you don't overlook them, but you actually think about them. Here's a little window into my pastoral style. I try and call the people of my church on their birthday. And because I know them, like there was a birthday here a few weeks ago, and that person does not like anyone knowing that it's their birthday. So I would tell them we're not blessed to be in person-to-person contact in the same location anymore, but I would go up to them and I'd whisper, "I know what day it is, and I just want to tell you in private, happy birthday." I've got other people that I tell people this. The first time I find out it's your birthday, I'm going to sing to you. That's my gift. The second, or from any birthday on after that, not singing to you on your birthday is my gift to you. But I've got a couple of people that they love for me to sing happy birthday to them. And so I always try and make sure that the first opportunity I get is to, that's because I think about them. They are not just people who attend the same building at the same time where I'm at. But as a pastor, I'm charged to know the condition of my flock. I'm supposed to know what they need. I'm supposed to know what is in their best interest. And I want you to know that God does that for you. He thinks weighty thoughts. He's not just thinking superficial thoughts. The thoughts that God has towards his people are substantial. You and I are the temple of the Holy Spirit, and he just doesn't want to have possession of us. He wants to fill his house with his presence and with his treasures. I'm telling you, God's thoughts towards you are very, very precious. They are weighty. They are glorious. And that's because you are the apple of his eye. You're valuable to God. Now, here's the thing. You are so valuable to God that the enemy wants to steal, to kill, and destroy. But God thinks about you in ways that he can keep, protect, guard, and keep watch over your soul. If you're listening today and you think that you're all alone and nobody cares, I want you to know that's a lie from the enemy. You have a God who thinks the world of you. He thinks so much of you that Jesus went to the cross to make your eternity completely and totally different. He wants you at his table. I pray that you'll think the same about him. See you next time.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."